Item number six, from the Director of Audit's Office of the Comptroller, submitting a status report on an audit titled Improved Record-Keeping Practices Are Needed to Ensure Accountability Over Inmate Trust Funds. This item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Chairman, we issued the audit of inmate trust funds this past December, and I think you'll recall Supervisor Jusserk referred to it as the worst audit she'd read. And I know she didn't mean it was the worst audit. She meant it was an audit with some of the worst findings. But since that time, we have stayed in touch with the Sheriff's fiscal team on their implementation of the recommendations. And while you'll note that 6 of the 10 have been fully implemented, again, there's substantial progress on the remaining 4. It's a matter of a volume of workload that they're moving through very rigorously and quite frankly, more quickly than I thought they would. So in this matter, as we've discussed on the previous item, we would suggest that if we have any problems with ongoing cooperation from the sheriff, we will be back before you. Otherwise, this matter is well in hand. And if you just indulge me one more comment, this is in large part due to the efforts of Bill Lefleen. He's really stepped up, and we could tell from the very first meeting we had with him that he understood the problem and he understood the solution. So I want to thank him for that on behalf of the Audit Services Division. Supervisor Jersey.
I just want to thank Mr. Herrick for this and his comments. Just have very great respect for the reports. And this was a real concern for a while, but I'm satisfied that it's been cleaned up pretty well.
Thank you. So it's informational, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments on this?